Hi, I'm Curtis.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over at Barista Bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Welcome along to Season 3, Episode 12 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's things?
All good, yeah.
Good, good. All had a good week. Have we got exciting stuff to talk about this week?
I actually do, yeah.
It's not your taxes, is it? Because you...
No, it's not.
Some,
no.
There's times you've went, I've got a lot to talk about this week and then talk about taxes.
I am planning on doing that later in the week, but that's not...
That blows my mind that you keep on top of it so much throughout
the year. You need to.
I do need to, but I don't.
Anyway, thanks for joining us this week. This week we're talking about things that we did that we were, or when we were younger, that are now like a wee bit weird.
Yeah. You look back at it
and you're like, when I was younger, that was the best thing ever. And now you're kind of like, what was I doing?
Thinking,
like, what
yeah.
was that
to
about?
To be fair though, like, I still do things that are a wee bit weird, but as a kid, definitely.
Child at heart.
Yeah. I still do things that I did as a kid. We'll find out about those later. But yeah, we were little weirdos, weren't we?
Yeah. And like, we never spoke about this before we started recording. I have thought about a few things in the shower over the last week.
Oh, that's right. So last week, Connor brought out this quiz, which was
epic.
Class. An absolutely class quiz.
Thank you. It was dramatic readings
mm-hmm. of songs. So if you missed it, go back and listen to it. It was really good. But he came up with that concept in the shower. And just off the back of last week's episode, we, like you say, we didn't mention it, but I thought it'd be a great idea if you had like really like profound thoughts in the shower and we could hear about them.
Well, yeah, so...
We asked you to do your best thinking.
Yeah, I have a couple of things that I've thought about. And yeah, we don't need to make it a feature, but we can just like talk about them if you want.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that like now or... Well, we'll do Listener of the Week
yeah,
first.
Let's do Listener of the Week first.
Okay, so who have we got?
So last week, Melissa kind of bashed about you saying, oh, we've got loads when... We actually do have loads this week. Loads of people have followed us.
But we're not supposed to give them all.
I know, I'm not giving them all. I'm just saying, like, we've had loads of new followers over in the What's Happening Instagram, which
is lovely. All our new followers, by the way.
Thank you so much for following us. We've had loads of lovely messages, and I've picked out two. So, can we have two listeners of the week, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay.
You can have two.
So, our first listener of the week is Rosie.
Rosie!
Big ups, Rosie. Yeah. Rosie said,
Rosie.
New episode keeping me entertained while I wait in line for my vaccine.
Oh, class.
Big ups, the vaccine. Get it into you.
Yeah. That's my big news this week. I got my second vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
All 5G'd up. and our second listener of the week is Aisling Bradley. She said, literally binged listened to every episode while skis weren't recording. I couldn't go for a walk without it. Thank you so much, guys.
That's class, isn't it? That's so cool.
Blows my mind that you're not sick of us, yeah,
Aisling. I know.
Like, to binge all of that in one go and then to come back and listen to any episode.
We never have anything fresh to talk about usually. But
we're starting to get there,
though. We are starting to get there
because lockdown has been the issue. We've had no new stuff going on to talk about, but we're starting to get there, so we're going to go through that in a minute. And before we do, I want to hear some profound shower thoughts from Connor.
So do I.
Okay, so I've got four. But
wow.
We'll probably not do all four.
Is it like one thought per shower or like...
I don't know, to be honest
with you. What is going on? Well, like, it's just dawned on me there what we're actually talking about here. But anyway, let's do it.
The first one is, why are deliveries on ships called cargo, but in a car they're called shipment? Serious question. Why?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
These are the questions that you're never going to get answers to as well.
That's weird.
That's the point of a shower thought, isn't it? Like, it's those things that just don't make sense. You'll never get an answer to.
Your order has been shipped, but it might have been put on a plane. In fact, most likely, your order has been planed.
Yeah.
Flown would be the word, I think.
Well, it says shipped. Like, it could be boated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That would be shipped.
Yeah.
If it was on a boat.
Card. So another one was, and I thought this was quite interesting. So if a mind reader is reading another mind reader's mind, do they know what the other person's thinking, or is it just like an eternal loop?
I can't even begin to get my head around what you just said.
I actually want to vomit. Honestly, what are you talking about?
That confused me before I even like heard you finish the sentence.
Because mind readers don't actually read minds. They just have like intuition, I think.
Okay.
So they don't. Nobody knows what anybody's actually thinking.
I'm sure there's mind readers out there, though, that will say that they can read people's minds.
Absolutely. That's how they make the big bucks.
Are those people you pay to who go in to, like, a room full of maybe, like, 1,000 people and go, was anybody's dad called David?
Yes.
And then, like, somebody will put their hand up and you'll be like, was your dad a man?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not a mind reader, that's a psychic, isn't it?
I believe in some of that stuff. I've never had it done. I'm too much of a scaredy cat. But I do believe, there's a lot of crooks out there. But
yeah.
I think there are some people who are gifted in that way. But I don't believe anybody can actually read somebody's mind.
Look, it's easy money. Yeah. I could do it to you two right now, right? Okay. Does anybody know anybody called David?
Yes.
See? No. Look.
I have another two. I'll just run through them quickly. Why are pizza boxes square, but yet pizzas are circle?
Yeah, I have asked that many times.
Yeah.
And I thought this was very interesting. How are cranes built?
My boyfriend always says this. He goes, you never see a crane being built.
No.
It just appears.
That's
exactly
a good point.
So see on like a building site, you see these big tall cranes that go out long.
Yeah, surely they need a bigger crane to build that.
You never see them on like a truck. You don't see another crane building it. How do they get built?
Apparently, they're just like, you know, when you were a kid and you had those building blocks. You just sort of...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would not want to be the one building a crane.
That's what I said!
Like, if that's how it's
you
put together.
Built up?
Nah.
I'm going to Google it.
It's the building up part's probably not bad. It's the building out part, which would really freak me out.
Yeah, I don't understand. In fact, I'm not going to Google it.
Connor, shower thoughts? I like it.
I've thought of a name, but the name probably doesn't go with the feature if we're going to do it.
Let's hear it anyway.
Coates Quotes.
Did we not do that before?
Did we?
We did a Coates Quotes
before. Doing quotes? What are you on about?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought of a name, but I didn't know if we had used it before.
Coates Thoughts.
So do you know the way Drake does Views from the Six?
Uh-huh.
You could just be Thoughts from the Shower. Something, it's simple and effective.
Now, may I add, these are the very, like, filtered thoughts. Can we not make a feature out of this? Can we maybe do it every couple of like once a month?
Because we'll bank
quite,
it.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of work.
Thinking in the shower is quite a lot of work.
Do you ever think that though? Like sometimes I think listening to stuff or watching something that I've put on is a bit of work because I get so distracted by my own thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, God, it's so much work to concentrate, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed that. So I think what we should do is let you spend another couple of weeks just thinking it. If you have a good thought, just write it down.
Okay.
And this all stemmed off the back of dramatic readings of songs, which Connor did on a show this week, by the way.
Yes.
Oh my God, you did not.
I did.
Went
did
on the radio
Sunday
and
show.
Did a dramatic reading of a song.
Of Joel Corey Baird.
You didn't.
I did, yeah. Got a really good reaction, actually, from
I got
people
it.
Listening. Yeah, yeah.
Got
really?
Listen to that back.
Off the back of that, I went home and me and Liv looked at lyrics of other songs.
Yeah.
I need to do a dramatic reading of a Sean Paul song. Oh my God.
But a bang bang. I was watching an interview with Sean Paul one time and it was a really old interview and whoever was interviewing it was some American guy was just like, you know, nobody has a clue what you're saying. Like, nobody knows what you're saying. And Sean Paul was just like... Nobody knows what that guy's saying. He's just
like
making
he
noise.
Himself, yeah.
It's like the end of that Lil Nas X song, Montero, where he's just going... And, like, as a presenter, you're told not to talk over somebody singing in a song, especially at the end of it, because that annoys people.
But he's not saying anything.
But is he singing or is he not? Because he could be singing and, like, could be singing to him.
He's not.
Is it rude to talk over him, or is he just making noise?
I talk over that bit.
Anyway, Connor, really enjoyed that. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you,
more
mate.
Of that in a couple of weeks' time. What did you do this week that got you all excited?
So, like I mentioned, I got my second vaccine.
Yes, woo! Connor is ready for the real world again.
Yeah, I am immortal now. not really. So, I am feeling good today. Got it yesterday afternoon.
Yes, we were worried about recording this morning because it floored you last time, didn't it?
Yeah, so...
People say that the first one, if the first one floors you, you're fine for the second and vice versa.
So I just have a little bit of a sore arm today, but like other than that, I'm fine.
Do you know what? I'm glad it's not a thing. And actually, I'm going to say this because it kind of ties in with today's episode. At least nobody's punching you on it. Do you remember in school, people would punch your arm?
You got your blister.
Yeah.
Why do people do that?
Kids
are so
evil. Yeah, they are evil.
That's one of the things out of today's episode, I suppose. Things we did that were younger that were class but are now weird. Don't go around punching people's vaccines.
Imagine your wee granny got her vaccine and you punched her arm. It's awful.
Clotheslanging your nanny.
Don't think that's great even if she didn't get her vaccine, to be fair. Like, all right, nanny.
Bye. Whack.
No, that's...
Got that yesterday, and it was like... The first time that I got it done, I think it was because there was such a demand. I was waiting like 45 minutes in the queue, the driveway. And I'm
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
Did you roll up again and put your arm out the window?
Yes, exactly.
Was it that again?
Yeah. I know no one else that has done this.
You're the only person I know that has done it. I think you're...
No one else.
No.
Everybody walks into a building.
Yeah.
The SSA usually.
The person. Yeah.
Like, I was in and out yesterday and...
Arm out the window.
Yeah, rolled up.
That is mad.
Rolled up, arm out the window, bang. Sit over there for 15 minutes.
That's the weirdest thing.
Mate, I don't know what's the vaccine you're getting. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I'm not...
And the guy said to me, he was like, how did you feel after the first one? And I was like, honestly, horrible the next day. And he was like, you'll feel like you'll be fine after this one. He said, the younger people are... not dealing with it as well as like the older people. He said 80-year-olds are like getting both jabs and they're dandering about their grand. So yeah, got that done yesterday. What else did I do? Watched a couple of movies. Watched one of my favourite movies, Molly's Game.
Never seen it.
Oh my god, the book's amazing too. So
yeah, I've got the book. I may have read it. I can't remember.
It's incredible.
What's it about?
She was running a poker game.
So oh my god, I watched it. It's
It's amazing, isn't it?
I said to my mum and my sister, I was like, you need to watch this movie right now. Stop everything you're doing. It is incredible.
So she used to be like an Olympic skier and then broke her back and then she moved to LA and started getting involved with running poker games. Mm-hmm. And then,
but it was complete coincidence. She actually had got an office job and then he asked her to come and do the reception one night.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
She ended up running like the biggest poker games in the world.
Wow.
Watch
it. And is it on Netflix? Yeah.
Yeah, it's class, man. It's so good.
It's 2 hours long. I think that's what put me off watching it.
It's on the list.
It's brilliant. Like, I would watch that again tomorrow.
So watch that before you watch The Punisher. Would you agree?
I love The Punisher.
So do I.
He's never going to watch it.
No, like, he's never.
Much more chance of him watching a movie.
Watch Molly's Game. Yeah. So watch that. Incredible. If you haven't seen it, definitely go watch it. Bought a new duvet and pillows and I am so happy.
Yeah. Nice.
Like, they're incredible.
What kind of pillows?
I actually think off the back of you saying last week, duck feather, they're very plump.
So like, they're so good because you put your head down and they plump up around you.
Yeah.
Love it.
Got that. So happy. Went on Saturday shopping and we had planned. So I'd mentioned in last week's episode that me and Liv are going on like little adventures every Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'd planned to go to this burger place that I've seen on TikTok called Stranded in, I think it's past Ballymena, Kilray or something.
Kilray. Yeah.
So we had planned to go there Saturday morning. I went on to their Instagram, but you have to book it. And the next available time.
I didn't realize you had to book it.
So the next available time was like 5 o'clock later that day. Couldn't make it. So I asked you guys for some suggestions. And Curtis, you suggested Eddie Rockets.
Yep.
Went to Eddie Rockets.
Yep. Did it not hit the mark?
No.
Scores out of 10?
I went to Eddie Rockets once and... I'm not going to say anything else. We're not going to put them on the list. It's fine.
I think if you are prepared for what it's going to be, like, I haven't been in a long time, but the last time I was there, it was decent. Like,
no, I have to say, their shakes are incredible.
Yeah. I didn't know whether to get a shake. I ended up not getting it, but for 2 burgers and chips, it was quite expensive.
So let's leave that there because we don't want to be.
Can't put people on the list.
There's no list.
And then last night, so Liv isn't feeling very well at the minute, and then she was convinced that I wasn't feeling well after I got my vaccine yesterday. So I was sitting watching the football last night, and she was like, have you left anything out for your dinner? And I was like, well, there's stuff in the fridge. She was like, can we get a takeaway? And I was like, right, okay. I was like, well, what do you want? And then that in itself is like a 30-minute conversation.
Oh, yes. I hate it.
Do you want a Domino's? Do you want a McDonald's? Do you want a KFC?
Nando's.
Chinese? No.
When you don't know what you want, get a Nando's.
Liv doesn't like spicy
spot.
Food.
You can get mild.
Liv's convinced, though, that all the chicken is cooked on the same grill, so the spices from the previous chicken goes on to her plain chicken.
Listen, Liv, I can vouch for the fact that it's not, even if it is, it's not that bad because I cannot eat spicy food.
Yeah.
And I just get medium. I get medium, not even mild.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Okay. Maybe she'll take you up on it after you telling her. We ended up, and I've always wanted to do this, we got a super takeaway last night.
What's a super takeaway?
Each takeaway. Like, we got something from each takeaway.
I've always wanted to do that. It was like a trend all over TikTok in lockdown, and it was like rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins each round picks, you know, starter, main, dessert, and it's all from different places.
But it doesn't get delivered at once, does it?
No, well, we just went and collected it.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
So the KFC beside us was closed, so that ruled that out. We went to Domino's to we just got cookies from Domino's. That was
nice.
It. Walked in, and I was like, collection for Connor. And see the way, like, there's the little stand where all the food sits? Mm. He went and just grabbed my little box, but kept looking to see if there was anything else. And I was like, no, mate, I've literally just ordered cookies, and that was it. So got the cookies, and then we got a Chinese, and then Liv wanted sugared donuts from McDonald's. So we got
sugar. I've never had those.
Oh, my God. Good. They're unbelievable.
Really?
They're good, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So simple yet effective.
Yeah.
Like,
so just plain sugar donuts. And I got a Caramel Galaxy McFlurry and mozzarella dippers.
Nice.
And you know what? It was unreal.
Hit the spot.
See, Domino's cookies with McFlurry. Game changer.
Unreal.
I can imagine.
What did you have from the Chinese? Do you know what? We're talking about food again.
So I usually go for like curry or something, or like special fried rice, but I just wanted kind of something like simple. So I got a curry noodle.
A curry noodle?
Yeah. So it's just a portion of
noodles with curry sauce. Yeah.
No, I can figure out what a curry noodle is.
I didn't know the way you asked.
I've just never heard anybody order a curry noodle before. I thought you were going to say a curry chip.
No, so I got a curry noodle and a portion of chicken balls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was my super takeaway.
Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
What about you guys? How's your last week been?
Yeah, it was good. I went to a bar.
Yay.
And it was honestly an absolutely awful experience. Like, it was so great. So I went on Sunday because obviously I work the Weekend Breakfast Show with Curtis and I.
Yes.
And I don't think, well, if it... Not that it ever would turn into a wild night these days because it was so cold. We only stayed for one drink.
Yeah.
But we walked up, couldn't believe it. There was no queue. I texted you guys. I was like, guys, I just walked straight in, no queue. Must have just been like the perfect timing. But oh my goodness, it was so windy. Like, honestly, thank goodness I had a hair bubble with me, tied my hair back, used my sunglasses to scrape the rest of my hairs back with like a hairband because I had lip gloss on and all my hair was blowing into my face. And oh my goodness, the waitress lifted 2 pints of Guinness off the bar, right? Mm-hmm. Turned round. It was exactly like you described in Iceland. Guinness just went flying out of the glasses. It sprayed this couple. I felt so bad for them. I swear it went 6 foot. It went further than you and I are sitting across from each other. Like, it went so far. And she just kind of went, and she turned around and took them back to the bar.
Two more Guinnesses, please.
They were half empty. It was so, like, so windy. I wish I'd checked the winds. It must have been ridiculous speeds. Because in Northern Ireland, don't just check the weather. Like, check the wind speed. Because it doesn't make it an enjoyable experience. Like, as soon as anybody's bottle or glass was empty, it was blowing over. It was just chaos.
Nightmare.
So
we only stayed for one, and we were like, let's just... get a few beers, you know, in the shop and take them back to the house where it's warm, it's cozy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I literally love al fresco dining, you know, outside, outdoors in the summer. Like, there's nothing nicer, you know. But pre-pandemic, if somebody had offered me to sit outside, I'd be like, yes, absolutely, because it's so cute. But at the moment, like, the Northern Irish weather is just messing with us.
It's weird.
Yeah, there's like a week in the year that you can like sit outside and enjoy yourself. Yeah.
And we're not there yet.
No.
It's usually in May, though. Like, we're in May now.
We've had like snow and everything this month, haven't
we? I know.
It's been crazy May weather. Mayweather, that's a fighter.
Yes, I do want to point out, by the way, what Melissa's saying there, and I assume this goes to anybody who's been out to a bar. This is in no way like a dig at any of the bars, because they're doing
everything
they can.
There's some
really dodgy guidelines in place about roofs and walls
it's
and
so
stuff
unfair,
like that.
It's so unfair, yes, because the place I went, I'd been to before, and like the last time they opened up, and they had so much more in place that they were allowed to put in place, and it was so good. And I think had they been allowed to put that roof over,
would have been a different story.
It would have been a different story. Yeah. It's just, I find it very unfair, but let's not get into that. Because
they're allowed to have poetry readings, right? But when there's a 90 mile an hour wind, how are you supposed to hear some dude reading poetry anyway?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know?
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah. I got my hair done yesterday.
Big story. Looking sharp.
Look, it's shorter.
New hairdresser and everything.
New hairdresser and everything. That was, he was such a good hairdresser. Like, absolutely loved him. But it's so stressful going to a new hairdresser. Like, it's scary. But mine moved to Dubai, so I didn't really have a choice. I texted him and he was like, well, it's a good excuse to fly to Dubai, Melissa. And I was like, that would be a very expensive hair appointment.
A like, work trip to Dubai.
Oh, I would love to. Like, I just can't wait. Are there more places on the green list now?
There is Portugal, I think, is the big holiday place.
Yeah, because they're talking about the Champions League being
moved to Portugal, because Turkey's on the red list. Yeah. Turkey moved to the red list there. That is a big thing that happened this week. There's 12 countries, isn't there? Now, this is the English list, by the way. I don't know if or when the Northern Irish ones, but it's generally going
to
be the same.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Iceland is on the list, right? And I know it's not somewhere that would appeal to people for a summer holiday because it's literally called Iceland.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good trip away because nobody's going to think of going there for their summer holiday.
Yeah, but you're going to experience what I just experienced, and that was two pints.
But you're going
to
experience that in Northern Ireland anyway. Do you know, if you don't go anywhere, you're getting the same thing. At least you're getting it in a different place.
That's true. It's very true. And to be honest, I'm just scrolling through my Instagram here. That's kind of the height of it. Although, do you know what I'm going to do tonight? So Scott is off on a Wednesday, so I said, can we have a little date night before I drive into work? And we're going to walk down to, do you know that takeaway van, Taquitos?
Oh yes.
Everybody raves about it, by the Big Fish. And we're going to, oh gosh, maybe I'll eat my words, but we're going to sit outside and eat those by the Big Fish. Hopefully the winds aren't mad, but I think that would be so cute.
Northern Ireland things are so weird. Like, if you want to meet someone in London, it's like, let's meet at Trafalgar Square or the Tower of London or something in Belfast. It's like the Big Fish.
The Big Fish. That's what it's called, though, isn't
I think it has an actual name.
There's a name for it, though.
And then the other lady's called Nula with the Hula.
Nula with the Hula. I think that is actually her name as well. Yeah.
There's probably official names, but
Northern Ireland like is mad. The Big Fish.
Well, yeah, we're going down to the Big Fish tonight and try those tacos because they're meant to be lovely.
Is that what it is? Tacos.
I think it's like, part of me thinks there's also like a bao bun and like
dirty fries and stuff, I think.
Yeah,
I've seen,
loaded fries. I think they have options.
It's a shame you couldn't go yesterday. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday is a thing, but
look,
anyway.
Curtis, why do you always have to read on my read?
I've got the name for the Big Fish.
What is it?
The Salmon of Knowledge.
Oh my God, that is class.
The Salmon of Knowledge.
I prefer Big Fish,
though. Big Fish is better,
Big Fish in Nula.
I'll meet you down by the Salmon of Knowledge.
It doesn't even look like a salmon. It's blue.
I know.
It's literally tiled blue. Well, no, salmon's pink.
No, is salmon not pink on the inside?
Like, yeah, but like grey on the outside.
Yeah, it's grey. Yeah.
Salmon?
Yeah.
It's like a mirrored grey, a shiny grey.
Even then, salmon isn't orange on the inside. They dye it to make
it
that colour.
Yep. Really?
It's actually grey.
And they dye it. I suppose grey is not appealing.
Exactly. Like, that's the reason why they dye it.
I absolutely no idea.
Yep.
That is...
Every day's a school day.
My mind has just literally exploded.
I totally get that, because imagine you went to a restaurant, right, and a waiter set down a plate of grey fish in front of you. You'd be like, mate, there's something not right with that. Like, that's
so confused.
And you know how I learned that? Watching that Seaspiracy documentary on Netflix.
I still need to watch that.
Is that you wrapped up then?
That's
that was your week?
Me. It wasn't that exciting. It's just been slow and cute.
Chilled.
Slow and cute.
What about you, man?
I went to IKEA this week.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I want to go today.
Go. Because, well, I don't know if you should go in the daytime. I don't know what it's like. I went in the evening, and it was grand. Like, there was a big queue, but it was moving fast.
Yeah. I feel like there won't be any queue during the daytime.
People are working.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yeah.
The queue looked big, but it was moving fast. And when you get in, they're only letting so many people in that it was all quite spaced out anyway. There was none of the... Remember, one of the things that annoyed me most about the IKEA was there's two types of people. There's people who need something and go there, but have to go around the one-way system anyway because the shortcuts are all closed. And there's people who just go to mosey around.
That's me.
There's no in between.
People use it as a day out for like their kids.
Yeah. You do feel like you're on holiday when you go to IKEA though. I always feel like I'm in a different country.
Really?
Yeah. I do. I walk into IKEA and I'm like, this isn't Northern Ireland. I don't know. It feels weird. So anyway, yes, went to IKEA. We had planned to spend literally £10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know those?
So
like,
you were going to be one of the moseyers?
No. I knew what I needed and I was going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I turned into a moseyer. Do you know those glass sheets that go across the top of like a chest of drawers or something so you can like protect
the
top of them?
Yeah.
So we needed two of those. They were down from £10 to £5. Mm-hmm. So we literally planned to spend a tenner.
Yeah.
Spent 130 quid.
Oh, no.
What'd you get?
There was like storage boxes and candles and everything. Like the candle section, I forgot how good it smells in IKEA.
Yeah.
Like even with the mask on, I was like, I can smell a candle which I need to find immediately so I can have it in my house. It was cherry, by the way.
Love it.
Very, very nice. Got to the end. Obviously spent the whole time looking forward to the hot dog at the end of the IKEA trip. No hot dogs.
Heartbreaking, man. Heartbreaking.
No hot dogs. Not that they were out of hot dogs, but the guy was like, if you wait 15 minutes, we'll have more. And I was on a time schedule.
Did you not even get like a cinnamon roll or anything?
Well, I got a portion of meatballs. So I did. But here's the thing,
I didn't even know they were back to selling food, so that's good.
Certain foods, I think they're not doing it all, but they're doing like, you know, the small stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a portion of meatballs just as I ordered, and the guy came out of the back. So there was still some left in the wee tray.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came out of the back with a new batch, and I was kind of like, oh, happy days, I'm getting some for the new batch here. So he stuck them all in with the other ones and got the wee packet. The first one I ate was kind of like mild. So I was like, oh, that's not one of the fresh ones. So I thought I got like a batch just before the fresh ones went in.
Yeah.
The second one I had literally roasted them out to me. Because I had like
a mix.
Yeah. I had like a false sense of security from the first one thinking, okay, they're not that warm. And then the second one I was doing that whole thing. We were like,
and you know your life's going to be awful for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
I burnt the roof of my mouth.
But
that's not IKEA's fault.
Did you regret it? Because we did a whole podcast on this, yeah.
No, did not regret it. No regrets. There was that. And then the other thing, I suppose, is I put something on my Instagram story this week, and it is the most divisive thing I've ever put on there, right? So I took this straight from the Cool FM page, shared it from the Cool FM page, and it was gold bars.
Right.
Mate, I bought some yesterday off the back of seeing your Instagram story.
They're Scott's favourite.
Yeah.
They are Scott's favourite biscuit.
Years.
They're my mom's favourite biscuit, and they're my brother's favourite biscuit. They've been his favourite biscuit growing up. Personally, I don't get the hype.
So usually whenever I put something divisive like that on my Instagram story, I'll get a couple of messages. You know, I'm not Melissa Riddell. I'll get a few messages. But this is the... Like, I don't know how many people messaged me about this yesterday, but the thing that I discovered is when it comes to gold bars, no in between.
Split.
People either love them, like it's like the opposite of hot and cold. It's roasting and freezing. Mm. Like, it's people either love them or people think they are absolutely rotten.
I don't think they're rotten. I am in between. I just
think
they're okay.
You're the first person I know that's in between when it comes to gold bars.
I like the flavour of the white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. But I don't think it's the most phenomenal thing I've ever tasted. But then it's so weird. I'm such a sweet, like, dessert kind of person. Like, I love cookies so much. But I would never eat a penguin. I would never eat a wagon wheel. I would never eat... Like, I don't think I'm a wrapped biscuit person.
Yeah.
Penguins are a decent biscuit, to be fair.
Yeah, penguins are like, solid.
In my family house, we would have biscuits in the biscuit tin. I never go near that. But like, if you give me a packet of cookies or you give me, like, name something else, I don't know.
Thought you would have had a room for your biscuits, never mind a tin.
Biscuit room.
Like, I like a bar. So a bar is different. Like, I like
a bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like Oreo white chocolate. Yeah. I love that. But I don't like biscuits.
Like I said, I bought some yesterday off the back of seeing your Instagram story, and when I was in the shop, I went out of my way to like go get them, and I lifted the packet, and they look so much smaller than what I remember.
I know.
And because I haven't had them in like years, I forget how they taste. So like I know that I used to love them.
Yeah.
But I just can't remember the taste of
them. You know what biscuit I do love, actually? The ones at Christmas, they're called Caramel Log. And they're like...
It's a caramel log.
What?
No.
What's a caramel log?
No. Sounds like, is it from like M&S?
They're like gold and Tonics? Red wrapped, yes.
Oh yeah, they're
and they've
banging.
Got all the little bits
oh,
on
yeah.
them.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Caramel bits in them.
So good.
They are good.
And
yeah.
they're like wafer layers. Yeah. Oh, they are. That's a wrapped biscuit I can get on board with.
It's interesting you say about the size of the gold bars, because this is a conversation I got dragged into yesterday off the back of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that for years when I was younger, I was convinced that things like cream eggs and like chocolate bars and stuff were getting smaller.
100%.
You're always,
of course they are.
You're always told, oh no, it's just you growing up and getting bigger and your hands are getting bigger, which is making them look smaller, right? I'm 30 now. You stop growing at the age of what, like, is it 25 or 26
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
So I've not been growing for like, what's that, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
And these things are still getting smaller, right? So what the hell's going on, biscuit companies?
It's like, I don't know, is it to do with like a sugar tax or something?
I think so.
I think it's like we're
But I also think they're just taking the hand out of it.
Yeah.
We're reducing the fat content in them. You're making them smaller.
Yeah,
they're
you're
going smaller.
Making them smaller.
And the price is going up.
Yeah, keep them the same size and reduce the fat content. Make them healthier.
Even
keep them the
then
same
they
size.
Taste rotten, though, like, to be fair.
Well, that's true.
I'm convinced a Big Mac is so much smaller than what it was when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the case of because I was small. But I'm convinced now it's tiny.
I think they are, and the burgers are getting thinner. And, we'll stop. We like McDonald's, so we'll stop there.
Yeah, we love McDonald's.
Should we move on to this week's
this
quiz?
This is literally a culinary like podcast.
I know. I'm surprised this still for some reason this podcast falls under the comedy.
How big is our graph for food?
Because
you keep an eye on it.
I'll go and have a look in a second.
So
I'll have a look while Melissa's explaining the quiz. Right,
but okay.
So. For some reason, this podcast, whenever you go looking in your podcast app or whatever, it falls under comedy, but it should absolutely not. It should 100% be under food, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. Anyway, let's do this week's quiz. Winner stays on. And Melissa was beaten last week, which means she's on quiz. It's not like Melissa to get beaten at a quiz,
no.
is it?
Have you made the quiz?
So... the quiz is very exciting this week.
Oh, you can tell by the tone in her voice that it's going to be
now,
an absolute joy.
Connor gave me permission to do some dramatic reading.
I don't own this, by the way.
But I said no, Connor.
Oh,
I
right,
have
okay.
a quiz.
Okay.
Because last night was Tuesday night and
Awards.
A celebration took place.
Yeah. I never watched it. Did you watch it?
No, but just before we move on there, I just want to drop in that a quarter of this podcast is food and three quarters is everything else. Literally everything else in the world, yeah.
Only a quarter?
Yeah, I thought
it's gone down from a third.
Half?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's gone down from a third. But I mean, when you consider a quarter is food and drink and then every other subject in the universe makes up three quarters of it, like it's...
You think how many episodes we have now as well?
Exactly.
It's a lot of food.
Yeah. Anyway... sorry, Melissa. Sorry to interrupt.
Continue. Sorry.
Well, the questions will be made up as I go along.
I wouldn't expect
what's
anything
there,
less.
But there are a couple of questions I already have in my head.
Okay.
So.
How many questions is there? Or do you not know yet?
I haven't yet decided.
Okay. Good. Okay.
I imagine 7.
Okay.
It's a good place, you know.
Okay.
To get
nice,
a winner.
Nice even odd number.
So, some of the questions may just be. Who won this award?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the questions may be something else.
And also bear in mind, you haven't watched this either.
I didn't watch it. I plan to watch it before I go on the radio to talk about it, but I have not watched it yet.
Okay, cool. So this is going to be fun.
Well, the first question, we're going to start off nice and easy, but this band made history.
Connor, Little Mix won best group.
They did!
On Twitter.
First female group ever.
Did you see their speech?
Yeah,
I seen their speech.
It was for the Spice Girls, the Sugar Babes, Girls Aloud, all the girl groups before them who never won.
And you know, I kind of feel sorry for Jade now because it's like all her friends around her are like having babies.
So
she's just chilling.
I don't feel sorry for her. Like, I think she's very happy to be just chilling.
I saw a funny tweet this week and it was Little Mix the Confetti Tour and it was just
a picture of Jade. I saw that too. But no, I'm so happy for them. What a big week, because obviously Leanne announced she was pregnant and then Perry announced she was pregnant and then they won that group.
Do you think Perry held off a bit? Do you know the way you don't want to do that thing whenever, like, say you announce you're engaged and then like 2 days later Melissa announced, like, you don't do that. So do you think Perry held off a bit on that announcement?
So, yeah.
I would say they're literally 1 week apart in their pregnancies and a woman waits to a certain date to announce.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say they planned it. Perry's probably 1 week behind, and let Leanne have her moment and then Perry took her moment, but they both needed to be announced before the Brit Awards because they were going to walk onto the red carpet with massive bumps. So I'd say it was all very well, you know, scheduled by their managers and everything. I mean, I don't know. I'm only best friends with them, but...
Yeah. There's a space in the band. Look, they're going to be needing someone on the confetti tour to fill in one of those gaps.
I can't
dance
and I can't sing, so sadly it won't be me.
It's true.
You know Jessie very quickly. Fair play to her because obviously she's solo now.
Mm-hmm.
Record labels are in a bid to sign her for £2 million.
And apparently... Pretty Little Thing have struck a deal with her for £1 million.
For Plater.
Raking it in.
Yeah, she's doing all right. So, there was a guy there.
At the Brits?
Wow.
Was his name David?
He wore...
Is there a David in the audience?
He wore a lovely Gucci suit. And
Connor.
I haven't answered the question yet.
Okay.
He accepted the award for British Single.
Connor?
But my question is,
people
were in uproar because they said, why is he speaking with a space accent?
I think I know.
Who is it I'm talking about and what was the accent?
Curtis. Is it Harry Styles with an American accent?
Yes!
I didn't know that. I was going to say best I thought was Joel Corey, but then
I don't think he won anything.
He didn't win anything.
No, which makes me gutted for him.
Yeah, like hot. I don't know.
So Harry Styles has an American accent.
Well, apparently, so there was uproar because he can't speak. He has a very northern accent usually.
Yeah.
But apparently it's because the film that he is currently starring in and filming, he puts on, I think it's called The Policeman, he has to be American.
Should we see if we can get like a clip of it here? Because I'm keen to hear it.
Yeah. I heard it. It just goes in and out of like Northern and American twang.
Oh, sorry. So there could be an advert here. I think I've got it. Can I play it?
Yeah, go for it.
The song that he dedicated to touching following the outbreak of the coronavirus.
That's a nice suit that he's wearing. Did you see his suit?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's Gucci.
Let me see.
The shoulder pads are everything. And he had a Gucci bag as well.
Thank you so much.
What's he at? Thank you so much.
It's, I just continue to be baffled by...
Baffled.
What?
...moments like this, and they make me more and more incredibly grateful to be able to get to do this job every day. And
he's in an eye.
I'm really happy to be here.
Happy!
To be celebrating British music tonight. I want to thank my fans for being so generous to me always. And everyone in my life who has my back. Thank you so much.
Has my back. Harry, you're a fraud.
At least he didn't go on stage and go, howdy, partner!
I know. But it is quite strong in parts. But then some people are just like that. Like some people really do pick up accents and others, you know, keep their accent the way it is forever. But yeah, you got a point.
Well done, man.
Is it one all?
Yeah, one all.
Okay. This artist could not be there, but she won International Female Solo Artist.
Connor. Ariana Grande? Connor.
I think I know who it is.
International Female
Solo Artist.
Connor. Beyonce?
No.
I know Dua Lipa was there. I seen it on Twitter.
Curtis?
Female Artist?
Was it Pink?
She couldn't be there. She is a global superstar. She is... This is going to help you. She's very young.
Connor.
She has just went through.
Curtis, Olivia Rodrigo?
No, she was there. I seen her.
Oh, she performed, didn't she? Yeah.
She's had a transformation lately. She was on the cover of a magazine.
Connor! Billie Eilish!
Yes!
Well done. Well done.
Her new hair looks class, by the way.
Yeah. She did a little video and she was like, I'm so sorry I can't be there. Obviously, I don't think she could get on an international flight. And she said that the Brit Awards were such a highlight in her calendar last year and she was so thankful.
How mad that Billie Eilish is so powerful that she literally dyed her hair blonde and it became like the fastest picture ever.
Yeah.
Like, and then she did that with the... She beat her own record then with that photo shoot for Vogue.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It's crazy.
She said that... I know far too much about these people. Where have I been watching all these interviews? She said that she dyed her hair blonde over a period of like 4 weeks, but she wore a wig that she bought on Amazon. she literally ordered a Billie Eilish wig and it was awful. But to dye your hair from black to blonde, like, you have to go through the stages of like bright neon orange and like yellow and bits.
Yeah.
So she said she wore a wig. How funny.
Imagine being the Amazon guy that delivers the Billie Eilish.
I know.
There's your wig.
She said it was like $11, I think. Anyway.
Keeping it real.
This person was not expected to appear in person at the awards.
Oh, I know.
But she did win an award.
Curtis.
How do you know already?
Because I know. All right. Because I know it's
Taylor
Swift. She
won the award for Global Icon.
I know it is Taylor Swift.
It is. Isn't that good? And she thanked the NHS workers in her
class.
Speech.
Yeah.
Which is great.
See when you...
And I've got some news for you, Curtis.
Oh?
Apparently she has a British boyfriend, so
she does,
didn't
yeah.
have too far
yeah,
to
no,
travel.
I know. But you see, when you look at, like, so somebody posted a list of, like, those once-in-a-lifetime awards that people win,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of them that Taylor Swift has won, like, she is the music industry.
Yeah, when I see her make speeches, I get emotional. It's so stupid.
Speeches are always amazing.
Yeah, and then I always feel a little bit, I feel sad, because that time Kanye was rude to her. I'm never going to get over it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Question five.
Have you got your next question? Because I've got some elevator music if
can
we need
just
to fill a gap.
Can we just do five questions?
Yeah, let's just do
can
five.
Can this be the last?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who won British female solo artist?
Curtis. Connor.
Curtis said it first.
Yeah,
it was Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
It was me.
Yeah. So did you win?
I won.
Woo!
Well done, man. I won.
That was a good quiz.
That was a very good quiz. I enjoyed that.
It was.
Thanks.
Which means Connor has to go back to the shore. Yeah. And do
Connor,
some thinking.
Get a wash in.
Dramatic Sean Paul quiz next week.
I'm trying to think of Sean Paul lyrics. Yeah. I'm trying to think. This is the thing that I was saying earlier. Nobody knows what he's saying because I was like, right, Sean Paul song, Get Busy. Get Busy is the only word I know.
Yeah.
Get Busy. That's it. Well done, Melissa.
Well done.
Well,
Meth.
Done.
Well done.
Good Curtis.
Quiz.
That's the wrong one. Sorry. Let's do that again. Well done, Melissa.
Well done, Curtis.
Stays on.
I'm just concerned that I get congratulated when I make a quiz.
I know,
instead of
I know.
The winner getting congratulated for winning.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? That's me so used to saying well done, Melissa, because you win every damn quiz. My body just now goes, say well done to Melissa after the quiz. That's the way my brain works now. But anyway, so this week we are talking about things that you did when you were younger that you didn't realise were weird, and now you look back on it and you think it's a little bit weird. And it was Connor came up with this idea because...
Yeah, so I seen something yesterday that really, really grinds my gears.
Oh.
So, when you were younger, and, like, when you were in school, you used to carry your school bag on, like, one shoulder, and you thought you were class, and then...
And you were considered weird if you carried your...
Both, yeah.
Like, people were
it
like...
It was so uncool to do both shoulders.
Yeah. Look at that goody two-shoes over there, carrying his bag properly.
But... Like, yeah. When I got to sixth form,
uh-huh.
it was so cool
to
do both shoulders really, really tight up the back.
Yeah.
And here, so good for your back.
So
I know, this
time.
Is the thing.
So I seen yesterday when I was in the car, a kid walking home from school. And so you just said about the straps being really tight. His was really, really loose.
Yeah.
And instead of his school bag...
I remember that. It hits the back of your knees as you walk.
Yeah.
Like, it's so stupid.
So instead of his straps being on his shoulders, they were, like, around his elbows.
Yeah.
And it was hitting against his back. And he was, like, walking with his arms down by his side and holding up his bag... With his elbows.
And that's
I was
not
like,
easy. Like, that's a task.
I was thinking, I was like, see kids that do that, they're going to grow up and they're going to have a bad back.
Well, that is true. Like, I remember walking around school with, like, one shoulder on, and teachers, you know, like, teachers always just shout at stuff at you across the playground. Like, stop doing that. You're going to have a bad back when you're older. And like, shut up, teacher.
I know,
And now you're like, I wish I had listened to them because I can't roll out of
bed
in the morning.
Like,
going,
I was that person who had the school bag on my back, the art folder in one hand, and do you remember the art folder was like the size of us as kids?
Folders were cute. For some reason they made you do everything on like an A2 page.
Violin in my other hand, and my PE kit hanging off my other shoulder. I was like the bag lady. I wore glasses. I was such a little dork, honestly.
Your purple sparkly violin.
Yes, and it had like, it was like in a violet case. It was lovely.
But yeah, just annoying. I don't know.
No, I totally get that. And do you remember people, like, my mum and dad would be reluctant to buy me like a nice fancy school bag. And now I know why, because all we did was get our mates to sign it.
Yeah.
I know. And also, I don't know if you did this in your school, but when we would go into the dinner hall, I think this is bizarre. Like, this is so crazy. You just all piled your school bags up on the ground outside the dinner hall. Like, everybody just threw their school bag down on the way in. Mm-hmm. So there's this colossal pile. So when you came out, you had to dig for your school bag.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Did people in your school used to, like, put the collars and the blazers up?
Yes.
To look hard?
Like, is that Elvis?
Yeah. So, like, you'd be walking around with the collar and the blazer up just to look like...
And their tie was, like, that size?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my tie was that size.
But the knot was gigantic.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Like, the tie was, like, wider than it was long because the knot was so...
It's so stupid looking. So
ridiculous looking. Oh,
yeah. But it was cool. And also, I don't know if this happened in your school, but when we left the school bags out in a pile outside the dinner hall... Mm-hmm. Bad boys would come along. Bad boys would come along and they would cable tie your school bags together.
Oh, that is class.
On the way,
did that not
really?
Happen to you?
That's no,
funny.
No.
The bad boys
that's
did
that. That's horrible.
Yeah. Who's just walking around school with a packet
cable
of cable ties?
No.
That's odd.
Like, the bad boys.
No, do not reward that behaviour. That's weird.
It never happened to me, but I saw it happen to a couple of people and I felt so sad for them because I don't think anybody was actually personally victimised. There was just a pile of school bags together and they just cable tied
a lot
of them.
That's hilarious.
Another thing, like, speaking of school, and I used to think this was just ridiculous. See when you had like a cast on a broken arm and you got people to sign
people
it?
People to sign it.
Why?
Like, what it made it bright and colourful and lovely.
And there was always somebody who drew male reproductive parts.
Yeah, there was
just no way of getting rid of it. Like, you
did
had
anybody
to make...
ever do that on the whiteboard and then the teacher walked in and
We used to write things on the whiteboard. And so there was a guy in my school who was like an absolute maverick, right? Like, there was just no control in this kid. And one day in a science lesson, our teacher was quite, I would say, liberal. Uh-huh. And we were at that age where we were getting into like the reproductive section of science, where we're getting into that bit. And the teacher was like, right, what I'm going to do, we're not using any of the bad words or anything like that, but I know you need to get it out of your system. So we're just going to say them. We're going to write them on the board.
Oh my goodness.
And then that's it, done. You're not any, like, if you mention it any other lesson, detention, straight up. So we all agreed to that, right? There was this kid who had a permanent marker and wrote one of the words on the whiteboard.
Oh.
And whenever the teacher went to, like, she was like, right, I'm wiping them all off. And that's it. You're not allowed to say them again. Wipe them off. And there was just one that was there.
Oh.
And we were just like, oh my God. I can't believe he did that.
Legend.
And it was like one of the worst words you can imagine. I'm not going to say it, but I'll leave it up to the imagination.
I thought it was just like the reproductive system words.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was, but it was not one of the ones it would use every day.
So they let you write the bad words on the board?
Yeah, they let us write the bad words.
Oh my goodness.
So that's what she was saying. She was like, look, there are other words.
I thought
you meant
you all just wrote the scientific words on the board.
No, it was like she was saying, there are scientific words for them, but those aren't the words that you use in your everyday speech. So I'm going to let you write them, get it out of your system, and that's it.
So I know that we're not going to say what name it is, but...
Well, let's not go there, Connor.
Okay.
Right.
Let's talk about other things we did when we were younger that are now
so
a little
that happens.
Weird.
Okay, so, right. I know. I am certain everybody did this when they were younger. I'm just not certain everybody does it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to confirm that I do it now. And I'll tell you what I do it now with. I'll tell you what I did first.
Right.
I'm sure all of you went to the fridge, got a drink. It was usually like the breakfast juice that I did it with, and poured it into the cap and pretended you were taking shots. Now, I do still do this now because... If I love the innocent apple juice and the innocent orange juice, and they have a massive cap, and to me it's the perfect cup size, so I use it like a cup.
I was going to say, how big is it?
I mean, the perfect cup size for shots. So yeah,
shots of apple juice.
I know. Another thing was,
I actually kind of use it as a measuring cup, so I like pour it in and then drop it into my acai bowls.
I thought you were going to come with some big fancy answer, like there's so much sugar in apple juice that that's just enough, but you're just pretending to take shots.
No, I'm still just pretending to take shots. I haven't grown up. Love
it. Those wee candy sticks and you used to pretend to smoke.
That's what I was
going
to say.
And you'd be walking around with one like in your fingers going like...
Madman.
And then on
a cold day.
Yeah.
On a cold day, you were really feeling that because of like the steam from your... It's not steam, is it? People aren't like 100 degrees. Condensation, yeah. Steam. But you know what I mean? Like, you'd be walking around going... And, like, living the stressed life of a 10-year-old.
Why are we so sad? Like, why do we do that?
I don't know.
It's so strange.
Do kids nowadays still do that? Or was that just like a generation?
What were they called?
No,
candy sticks.
I would say, yeah.
They're delicious.
Yeah. Still at that, yeah. Like, so they are.
Another thing was, I don't know if this was more of like a female thing. You probably did this, Melissa. See the hair clips that you used to get? Did you used to put them on your mouth like that?
Yeah. I don't know
why. Did you
why.
Do that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Why,
yeah.
Why did we do
I
that?
I still
oh
do
my
it with
gosh.
Ashley's. Like, I still do it on my arm with Ashley's, and I don't know why. I just feel compelled to like grab one and go...
That reminds me of something else we used to do.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever like, this is so stupid, and your whole life flashes before your eyes, like you suck a cup and then it sticks to your whole face and you're like, oh, I'm stuck here. And you try and pull it off. It's awful. Yeah.
Sorry, I was taking a drink there and nearly choked on it.
Tell me you did that.
Was that not like... Was there not like a lip challenge like that recently on TikTok?
Yeah, but like a pint glass, it would go around like your whole face and you just like, I don't know why. Why do we
like
do these things?
Like a jellyfish, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Oh, class. Here's one, right. Art class in school.
Mm-hmm.
You get the glue and you glue your hands together.
I never, ever did that.
And you like try and separate it.
Yeah, and it would all like string out. You never did that?
My friends did that because they let it dry and then they loved peeling the PVA glue off because it came off in layers. I never did that.
Or Pritt stick. I used to love Pritt stick. The smell of Pritt stick was class.
Yeah. Like,
I can't agree.
Do you not think so? I thought the smell of Pritt stick was amazing.
Was
like
nice,
when the Pritt stick came out, you're like, oh yeah.
I did. I loved art class. I did it for A level, so I loved it my whole life.
You enjoyed it, yeah. So, what else is in there?
You said one earlier, and it's like art class, I guess. Every time you got a blank sheet of paper, you drew the sun in the corner and the wee rays coming out.
That's, like, and it was always the top left-hand corner.
Every drawing ever.
If anybody drew the sun in the right-hand corner, you were very dubious of that person. You were like, what are they at? Like, this person's dangerous.
Did you used to ever, I guess it's not like graffiti, but there used to be like a way people used to write S's?
That's right.
I was never able to do that.
So
I don't know what you're talking
hang
about.
Hang on, I'll show you.
You drew like four lines or something.
What?
Hang on, I'll show you. So
this must have been a
this.
Silly
come
thing.
Come and see this. Come and see this.
Okay.
Right, hang on. I'll get it up on my phone for you. That's what I'll do. It started with like three lines. I don't because you couldn't.
Oh,
that one.
Yeah.
I was never able to do that. Yeah.
So the article that I have here is how to draw the cool S. Everybody knows what the cool S is, right?
Cool
the
S.
Only thing is, you never drew any other letter like that.
No.
So people would just write their names in normal writing and have this really like. Cool
extravagant
S at the end of it. Yeah, it's, so because my name was like that. My name finishes with an S, and it's kind of like every other letter was just normal, and then there was this massive S at the end of it. Oh, that was class. Here, what about going shopping with your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hiding in the clothes reels. Did you ever do that?
No.
You never do that?
No.
So do you know the way there'd be like those big like reels of clothes in the middle of the shop, and you'd be like hiding in them, hiding on your parents?
See,
you
I once. I'll never forget the time I lost my mum in Sainsbury's.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
I think...
I wish I had sad music because I feel like that would really suit this.
I think I was haunted by that. I never let go of the trolley, you know, again. So what happened was, and, you know, to this day, I'm still obsessed with patisseries. So I remember going up and absolutely really hurting the shopkeeper's feelings because I put my hands on the glass and I was staring at the gingerbread men and I was like, Mom. Mom, look at the gingerbread men. They've got little jelly bean buttons down them. Mom, can I get one?
Mom wasn't there.
I was hypnotized by them. I looked up. That was not my mummy.
Oh,
that was not my mummy.
No way.
Scary
beside
moment.
Me. I didn't know what to do. I remember. I don't even know what age I was. I turned
15.
Around. And I turned around and I started walking down the aisles. Now, this must have been quite a while because when I did find my mum, she was crying to shop assistant.
Oh, really?
So I must have been lost for ages. All because I was distracted by the gingerbread man. It's always food with me. It's always food.
We're working our way up from a quarter back to a third here. So we are. Do you know what though? See when you were a kid in the shopping centre or whatever and you lost your parents, even if it was for a brief second, you just couldn't see them.
Yeah. Your heart
the feeling
just
of dread.
It was like, so I just remember like you're so small, so you're looking up and these adults are like these big people.
Yeah.
And none of them are your mum. Like, and it must have been a while because why would mum be crying to the shop assistant?
Yeah.
She would have looked for me first, but because I was looking for her, we probably were just like passing each other.
That's the thing, yeah.
You know?
Like, it's like whenever somebody like calls you and you miss the call, so you try calling them back and they miss it, and then it's just like back and forth and nobody, and you have to text and be like, I will answer the phone if you call me. It's kind of like that. But Yeah, like the feeling of dread whenever that happens.
So
is
I
just
never
crazy.
Hit on my mum in the shop. In the shop, I was terrified.
That probably says more about me, to be fair. Like, mum, you can't see me. There we go. Anything else?
I have one here. You used to play like if the floor was lava.
Yes.
In the living room, and you used to jump on the sofas.
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't do that anymore.
No.
But like,
I used to do it. Did you?
I have one. Go on. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, were you ever allowed to build forts when you were younger in the living room?
Loved it.
I wasn't. My mom was no
really?
Crack when I was a kid.
Are
like
you
your mom bought you Max Bar.
Well, yes, there is that.
My mom on a Saturday morning always let us build a fort, and I've just literally discovered why. My mom wanted a lion on a Saturday morning, so she would let us build a fort because we would do that for hours, and like probably from like 7 a.m. and she would get a lion till at least 9 or 10. Like as a parent, that's great. Like honestly, building the fort would have distracted me all day. I loved it, and I was always like so creative. Like I always wanted to make it bigger and look more like a big castle, and it was just so cool.
So you say that that's a thing you did when you were younger. When you look back, it's weird. I don't think that's weird, and I'll tell you why. Right, so the apartment that me and Ashley have just moved out of, it was like a small apartment, and in the living room we only had enough room for one sofa.
Yeah,
right, there was no armchairs, and it was just this one sofa like facing the TV, and it wasn't very like
homemade.
Conversational. So whenever we moved into our new house here, we got a new sofa and stuff like that. And I was like, actually, we could totally build a fort. Like we could. We have got the room. We have got enough sofa cushions now. I'm not allowed.
What?
Ashley's not letting me build
a fort. Ashley, come on.
No, I know. I totally want to build a fort.
I've just thought of something that we did at primary school. Did you guys do this? Bang, bang, you're dead. 50 bullets in your head. Whoa, turn around, touch the ground. Bang, bang, you're dead.
Went a bit dark there, didn't
I? I was going to say, I totally remember doing it, but I forgot it was a thing until you've just brought it up there. Very, very dark for kids.
Did you
kids
do this?
That send each other.
See my playmate. Come out and play with me. And be my honeybee.
No.
That's going to sound great on the podcast. Isn't it? Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Slide down a rainbow. Into a pot of gold, and we'll be friends, friends, friends forever. More, more, more. So shut the door at 54, 4, 4.
What was 54 for?
The door number.
All right, okay. No, I never did that.
It was how many episodes you're going to get to before people go, right, I'm done with that now.
It
I think we're on episode 53 or something, by the way.
It was a clapping game with the friend.
I never did it. Never did it.
Did you ever play hopscotch?
Yeah, loved it.
And like what was the skipping thing? Two people were at the skip and you skip.
Oh, with two ropes?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what was the rhyme? I loved that. Why do we not skip like that anymore? Like that was so fun.
Because we're almost 30.
I mean, I'm 30, like, you know, and you guys aren't far behind.
We'll
so there's probably
a
reason.
But what was the song, the skipping song? Isn't it wild you just knew all these songs when you were younger?
Yeah.
Did you guys play
it,
Red Red Rover, We Call Over?
No.
Oh yes, I remember that, yeah.
So, like, it got... We were not allowed to play it after a while because people were getting injured.
Yeah.
So what it was two people... Not two people. Everybody, say that you had, like, 12 people.
Uh-huh.
No, you would have needed more. You would have needed 15 people. And you would have all lined up on either side. So you would split in half. And 7 people on one side, 8 people on the other side, all joined hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the team would go, Red, Red Rover, we call over. Curtis! And then Curtis would have to
pass.
And he would run. And at the end, he would make a decision of what two arms he was going to run through and try and split.
Yeah.
And if you split open, you ran back to your other team. And you were like, yay! But if you didn't split them open...
You had to join.
You had to join their team.
Surely there was arms and wrists broken.
Yes! My arms were bruised, but I never let anybody
But, like,
through.
that's the thing back in school. Like, they say, like,
no
it's
fear.
Too soft now.
Yeah.
But back
yeah.
then, like, and again, it was even more hardcore for our parents, I suppose. It's like Bulldog was good as well. I liked Bulldog. Bulldog was a great game. Here's a thing, right, that I'm just thinking. Something that we used to do when we were kids that we should totally do now.
Mm.
Have a sports day. How much would you love a Cool FM sports day?
Mate, that would be class.
The potato and spoon race. And,
yeah.
Oh, sign me up.
Sack race.
What time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that.
Or Duck Duck Goose.
Duck Duck Goose
was
my
mayhem.
Favorite.
Class.
Mayhem.
Class.
Do you know what? I'm going to push forward the idea of a Cool FM sports day.
Mate, do it. I'm 100% up for that.
Melissa, you on board?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Like a full-blown sports day.
Do you know what I loved? The three-legged race.
The three-legged race was mad
loved
too.
It.
But you needed a good partner.
You needed a good partner. You needed to talk it through beforehand, and they needed to understand that your legs have to move together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't understand that, and they all just fell down the hill.
Potato sack race was good too.
I was always so bad at that.
Really?
I was not good at that. Three-legged race, always won. Potato sack race, always lost.
Do you want to know my sports day glory? I won the high jump in P4.
Really?
My mum always won the high jump.
Really?
Yeah.
I won the high jump in P4. Well, I felt like the king. I was like, I am tall. I am this superhuman person. And then I just never won anything else.
Aww.
Ever again.
Yeah, I never won anything in sports day.
We should have a sports day.
Cool FM sports day. Let's do it.
Let's put it to the bosses.
Stuart Robinson has been doing loads of walking. So if there's a walking race, he's going to win.
He's on board. He is on board.
I think we might have mentioned this before, but the Olympics is coming up.
Yeah.
The walking races in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Power walking. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I've never
That's class. Oh my God, it's brilliant.
Are you joking?
They like walk really fast, move their hips. Like
It's so funny.
I'm telling you, my mum would win that.
Really?
I've told you, when I can't go on a walk with my mum because every single time I get home, I have a bad back.
She's so quick.
She walks so fast that like me trying to keep up with her, I put my back out.
The thing is, right, like I don't think I could jog to keep up with the power walker. Like they're
fast.
Yeah.
They are fast. It looks funny, but these people are athletes, like, but it just looks kind of weird
and
funny.
I'm going to watch that this year.
It's brilliant.
There was a movie I watched years ago and it was like based around power walkers.
Like the sort of like the, what's the word? Like the underhandedness of it.
Yeah, and there was like a guy that was like the best in the world, but it turned out that he was cheating because you were supposed to have 2 feet on the ground at once, but he was like gliding. He had both feet off the ground.
Yeah, you're supposed to have 1 foot on the ground.
Yeah.
At least 1 foot on the ground at all times.
Well, how, like, does he have the power to fly? Or
I don't know.
No, he was adding like a tiny, jump. Like unnoticeable skip into his step, which meant he had both feet off the ground.
So he was like gliding.
Yeah. So you need like super precise photography.
Yeah.
Honestly, and he was smashing targets all over the show, and it's because
he probably didn't even know he was cheating. Like you probably thought he's just really fast walker.
He knew.
That's weird.
Oh my God, a cool FM walking race at the sports day would totally be it. Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah. Hot dog eating competition and stuff.
Well, I've won. You know, I've won that already, let's be honest. Anyway, right, before we wrap up, anything else that we want to add to this list of things that we did when we were younger that we now think are weird? Is that us done?
I think we've covered
a lot.
We
have loads there.
Yeah, if there's anything else that you want to add, because there's probably loads we've missed out as always, head over to our Instagram page, check out, what is it? At What's Happening Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. At What's Happening Podcast. And you can get in contact with us there. Let us know those things you did when you were younger that you look back and you're like, what was that about? And while you're there, you could potentially become our next listener of the week. Melissa has got those details that you need to know.
Well, to be honest, if you just message us like Curtis has just asked you to do, you'll probably make it on the listener of the week list. Or you can head on over to Apple Podcast and leave us a 5-star review. We would absolutely love that. That's all it takes.
That is pretty much it. When you're at the Instagram page, by the way, make sure to hit follow because sometimes followers are listeners of the week too.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, check that out. So that is us. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Thank you for listening to the What's Happening Podcast with Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores in Northern Ireland.
Right, see you later.
Bye.